been murdered. Other friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. And the bird said nevermore.
You're listening to The Call Podcast with Brandon and Josh.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome, Ravens Nation. What is going on? Welcome to The Call. It's a Baltimore Ravens podcast where we talk anything and everything Baltimore Ravens football. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, and Overcast.
Overcast.
Joining me, as always, we got my buddy Josh. What's going on, man?
Wow, man. I'm ready for September. I don't care about the summer. I don't care. I know I haven't even been to Camden Yards yet. The NHL playoff hasn't started yet, but come on, September. Whoop-de-doo, man. I'm excited.
You know, we've waited a little bit to do a show. We were kind of waiting, like, should we cover the Nick Boyle situation? Should we cover the Terrell Suggs stuff? I've been battling some viruses and medical stuff. If you guys think I sound a little bit weird, I got diagnosed with Bell's palsy last week, so I can't really use half my mouth. So I might sound a little muffled this week, but we're going to work through it. But this news this week in Ravens Nation was too much. We couldn't pass it up. Two huge signings this week for the Ravens. But let's start off with what happened a week or two ago with Joe Flacco. He restructured his contract, pretty much freeing up some space, making it possible for these guys to get signed. And you know, a couple of people signed up in the future. But let's talk about Joe Flacco being a team player. How great is this elite quarterback we got?
Dude, I can't say it enough. And you know how I feel about the Flacco haters. It disproves their theories. I mean, I don't know why they're still Flacco haters, but enough of them. I don't want to give them airtime. What I come to find out is Flacco restructured for this very reason. It's come down to a team effort. It's not selfish. And if you look at other great quarterbacks, Brady's done it. Manning's done it over the years. Other teams, or I should say players on other teams, should have looked into that a little bit further. So if you look into the whole body of work here, man, it's definitely he knows what's at stake here. He wants to win. He even sent his press conference. I mean, it's Joe's Joe. And you know how Joe's Joe, but you remember how the first contract signing, he went to McDonald's, right?
That's right.
There's a Dunkin' on this next one. the dude's just awesome, man. And it just helps out. And not only him, but how about Jimmy Smith restructuring, Marchionda taking another cap-friendly deal. So not only Flacco, but he set the example and everybody else followed suit. And we had over about $14 million in cap space to start spending this week. And boy, did we spend.
That's right. And Joe and everybody else really is helping out this team, proving that they want to win. They want to go to another Super Bowl. We saw what happened, as Ravens Nation saw last year, of what happens when you don't have depth, when you don't have people that can back up after somebody goes down. That kind of stuff really sucks to see. And I think the Ravens see that. The Ravens want to win this year, and they're making those moves to do so. And what they did first off was they decided to bring in a guy over the weekend from the San Diego Chargers. We've got Eric Weddle came in checking stuff out. He went to Jimmy's Seafood. I think that sealed the deal with their crab cakes. And now he is a Raven. I think it's for 4 years. What does this guy bring to the table?
He brings not only leadership, swagger, but that playmaking ability that we've lacked since Ed Reed. And I know I'm not comparing him to Ed Reed, but the dude's a playmaker. I've every time I watch the Chargers game, I've always said, I love this guy. It's like Steve Smith. It's every time I watch the Panthers game back in the day, I was like, dude, I love Steve Smith. I hope he's a Raven. Hope Bolden's a Raven one day. And these guys are just, when they come available, it's why not us? And given the fact that he was choosing between the Cowboys and the Steelers and the Raiders, who just are premier franchises around the NFL, it's, you look at it and it's just, you got to understand, he picked the Ravens for a reason. And I actually read today that he actually took less money. he actually would have been offered more money to take elsewhere, and he wanted to come here, and he even said why not, and he even was vocal in tweeting about our next signing, so he's pumped, he's excited. I really can't wait. I'm excited to see him in the purple and black, what he can do for us. But he brings that playmaking ability, and not only that, Brandon, but if you remember how Ed Reed and Ray Lewis were field generals, you know, you go here, you go there, pick your spots, you play here, you got to do the coverages. He's going to be that field general out there saying, hey, you guys got this, and everybody's been talking, who's going to be our starting CDs? Right now it's going to be Will Hill and Eric Weddle. And Matt Elam, you know, he plays time out, just didn't work out, and I really can't wait to see what Eric Weddle brings to the table, but he brings that tenacity, man. I can't wait to see it.
Well, the first thing you said, that's the most important thing to me with this signing, is that this guy brings leadership. That is such a huge thing for the Ravens, to have leaders on and off the field. We saw what happened with the Ray Rice situation a couple years ago, and how, you know, the locker room kind of turned on Ray Rice a little bit because of everything that went down with him. We saw what happened when Terrell Suggs got hurt this past year. There was definite lack of leadership on the field that entire last year on defense. I like what this guy brings to this team. I like the leadership he brings, the veteran mindset he has. I don't know if you saw this or not, but when the season was ending for the Chargers this past year, there was a lot of talk of the Chargers might be moving to L.A. and that they will that San Diego was going to lose their team. Well, this our newest Raven, Eric here, he decided that he was going to stay and he was going to sign autographs for the fans for over 2 hours after that last game. And the other really cool thing is he sat on the Chargers logo at the 50-yard line and just sat there and looked up at the sky and kind of took it in. That shows to me a guy that, number one, wants to play, number two, isn't in it for the money, and really does love this game. And I think that's something that the last couple Ravens teams have missed, because they're rookies, they're still learning, you know. He still is at he's a little bit older, you know, he's 31. That might kind of work against us in the next couple years, but he brings that veteran mindset of that this is your job, you enjoy it, you want to play. And I think that's something the Ravens have kind of missed the last year or two, and I'm very happy to see that he's bringing that here. I think the Ravens really need that kind of mindset right now.
Absolutely, man. He brings that, like you said, the leadership. And I really hate to call people out, but you're right. I mean, we need that out there. And it's a great – I would never compare him to Ray Lewis, obviously. But what he did, it reminds me of how Ray's last home game was here in the playoffs, where he took the lap. He did his final dance on the field on offense. He soaked it all in. Yes, he didn't sign autographs for 2 hours, but – granted, you know, he gave back. I mean, he had the statue unveiling. It was a part of him. And Eric, he knew whether he was through a free agency or due to, you know, whether he was still a Charger and playing in a different city and state. He knew it was that time. And he showed, it just shows who he is. And that's what we want around here. And I think he fits the mold just fine, man. Play like a Raven, act like a Raven, talk like a Raven. He's the Raven through and through, man. And when I knew, it was kind of crazy, because he said on social media, put out there to the media, that he was going to make a decision within the next 24 hours. And within maybe an hour, he signed as a Raven. And I remember getting that. I was sitting at my desk waiting to go to lunch, and news broke like maybe 5 minutes before my lunch break. And I was like overjoyed. I'm like, oh my God. Like, it was nonstop, man. Twitter broke, and then, of course, Twitter broke again with another signing. But Eric Weddle, can't wait to see him out there, man. It's going to add a great boost to our defense, especially pass defense, which it was lacking last year, as we know.
Oh, man, the pass defense has been lacking for years now. I mean, it has been really bad. This guy is definitely going to add something to this defense. I'm so excited to see. You watch his highlights on YouTube, and you see he's gotten a pretty good amount of interceptions, but the thing that really impressed me with this guy is the fact that he can strip a ball. He can get that ball out of the receiver's hands or the tight end's hands. You know, whoever's got the ball, he works hard. He jumps in on the play, and he can strip that ball out. You know, Ray Lewis was very good at that. He was able to strip that ball out and cause a fumble. I see a lot of that with this new guy, with Eric here from the Chargers, now part of the Ravens. I'm excited to see that and see what he can do on the field with that, because that's just something I noticed in the highlights. Now, let me ask you this. I'm going to play a little devil's advocate here. I am very happy about this signing. However, let me ask you this. He is 31 years old. He has had a lot of injuries in the past. Is it gonna hurt the Ravens to sign a guy that is that old, that has had injuries in the past? You know, we're getting out of a very injury-prone season. Are we kind of stepping right back into the fire by bringing this guy on?
St. Smith about old age. I mean, he would disprove that at whatever age he's doing, at 36, 37. That is a concern, being that you're a 31-year-old safety in the NFL, and you kind of like had that concern, like, well, can he sustain it all 16 games? The dude, correct me if I'm wrong, Brandon, I don't have access to my laptop. We're doing the show on the fly, so I pretty much walked in the door as we got together. So I don't have my tablet up for me, but correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know if you have access, but I think his last Pro Bowl year was 2014, 2 years ago. Is that correct? I know, yeah. He's had three of the last 5 years of the Pro Bowl. He had, I think, 11, 12, and 14, if I vaguely remember.
Yeah, let me look that up for you.
So, right, of course. So with that being said, my point is he's still playing at a high level, and we signed him to a four-year contract, which technically, you look at it, might be 2/3 years with added on incentives and all that. So it's his last contract in the NFL. He's probably going to, you know, end his career here, being that he's, you know, been in the league, you know, that long. Ed Reed had a similar career. So I think, obviously, if you look at it, he's 31 this year. Let's say if he plays all 4 years out of his contract, he's 35, going on 36, whenever his birthday would be falling in that year. So you have to look at it that way. So you figure from an age standpoint and performance standpoint, this would be his last contract, and he wanted to come to a first-class organization, and we're very excited to have him, especially after you know, hearing some of the Steelers players are salty because we keep signing people. And it's very awesome that, hey, you know, we swept the Steelers. We owned the last three games in a row on them, and they were looking at them, and we got them. So it's pretty exciting that in the AFC North, and I'm very excited what he can bring, especially with this in division, because we need defense, man. Baltimore's built on it.
Yeah, absolutely it is. So let's move on. Let's move on to our other signing that we had happen just a few hours ago before we started recording. We have Mike Wallace. He's a former Minnesota Viking, and he's a former Pittsburgh Steeler. So he knows the Ravens pretty well. He's come out when he was with the Steelers saying how much he can't stand facing the Ravens. But now he's in the purple and black. I got to imagine this is going to be a 1-2 punch with him and Rashad Perryman, and these guys are going to be able to stretch the field for Joe Flacco. This might be the best signing the Ravens have done offensively for the Joe Flacco era, because this might be one of the best tools in Joe Flacco's shed right now. This was a tremendous signing, and I think he's going to add nothing but good things to Joe and the entire offense.
Let's not forget about Anquan Boldin, man. That was a key signing for our Super Bowl run. But yeah, you're right. And then Steve Smith is another one. And then here you go, Mike Wallace, another high-profile impact player. And the guy's only 29 years old. Yeah, he's 2 years younger than Eric Weddle. Defense is way different than offensive, being receiver versus safety, we know. Mike Wallace brings that explosiveness where they can pull the lid off of defenses. He gives that deep threat. That's what happened when Torrey Smith left. Brandon, I'm very, very excited to see this. When I knew he was visiting, I just had that feeling. I said, he's not leaving here without a deal. Because we all know. Now, I don't know if Jimmy's Famous Seafood played a part in this yet, because I have yet to see him visiting there. But if there's any crab cakes accredited to the signing, I'm sure they're somewhere. But 3 out of 4 ain't bad. Not going to finish Jimmy's Famous Seafood. They're amazing. They got some amazing stuff over there down in Dundalk. And just what Mike Wallace brings is that element. It's that speed, that excitement. Is he going to catch 100 balls like Antonio Brown and have 15 touchdowns? No. It could happen. But he's more or less in the 40 to 60 catch range, maybe pushing 70 catches. He's going to move the chains. He's going to provide that deep threat. He's got speed. And if you watch the presser this afternoon, I don't know if you got a chance to, but I actually got a chance to. The presser ended up being on my lunch break today, which I was very excited about. He actually was credited with saying that, why'd you pick Baltimore? And he said he wanted to come here because he wanted to be with a good quarterback. How about that respect? Not the disrespect what the other guys have done. He's had Ryan Tannehill, Teddy Bridgewater's, 2 or 3 years in the league. Tannehill's Ryan Tannehill. He's had Big Ben. But in the part of it, I wish I'd had the sound, but I'll paraphrase here, but he was actually joking during a in the press conference when he was saying, you know, why did he pick the Ravens? And he said about Joe Flacco, his arm. He's like, he can throw he throws one of the prettiest deep balls ever. And he said it was a Ravens Steelers game. He was on the Steelers at this point. He was throwing balls at Torrey. And he's like, man, why can't I have that? And he goes, I even had Big Ben. But he wanted to come here because of Joe Flacco. So there you go. There's respect factor, elite quarterback, Super Bowl MVP winning quarterback. He's proven himself. And that's what he kept saying in the press conference. Joe Flacco's proven he can get things done. And he actually said he met Joe Flacco today. He said he saw Joe in the weight room. And he said he's never seen that out of a quarterback. So the work ethic Joe puts in, it's mid-March and Joe's in there doing, he said he was doing leg squats or whatever he was doing in there. So, Mike Wallace met him. And he said he tore the cat. He said he was impressed. And it's a first-class organization. Two great, incredible signings back-to-back. I am like, I'm ready. I wish it was first game on Sunday, man. I'm ready to go, man. I'm like, come on, somebody. But I will definitely be getting my jersey. But, man, Mike Wallace, I can't say it, a heck of a signing, man. I really give the Ravens a huge grade on this one, man. A's across the board, A pluses. They know where to get it done. And it's a great deal. It's a two-year deal. It's a cap-friendly deal. And I can't say it off, man. Great signing for the Ravens. It adds an element. Because if you look at their receiving core, Brandon, you got Aiken, you got Smith, and you got Wallace. I think it's going to be dangerous.
And you got to throw Perryman in there, even though he lost his entire rookie year. I mean, I can see I can see Wallace and Perryman both stretching that field. You know, we've been told Perryman's got wheels. We haven't seen him that entire first year, but really, this could be a great thing.
We'll see it when it happens.
Exactly. You know, we got to see it. We got to make sure it actually happens first. But this is going to be a great year. This is what the Ravens are good at. You know, everybody was questioning in Ozzie, we trust. Do we trust him anymore? Has he lost it? Whatever, whatever. A lot of that's been going around. And obviously, right now, the Ravens are not in a rebuilding time. They are in a win time. They, you know, WIN, what's important now? The Ravens want to win. They want to consistently win. They want to be in the playoffs as much as possible. Joe Flacco said in his presser, you know, he wants to win 2, 3, maybe 4 more Super Bowls. With this type of team, how can you not have high hopes for them? Because really, these are some great signings. Now, before we leave and finish up this show, we got a pickup for pass defense. We got somebody who can stretch the field at wide receiver. I want to know what your prediction is looking forward. Of course, we're going to do a bigger show later down the road, but let's talk about the draft. Where do you think the Ravens are looking now at a draft class coming in at the sixth pick? They've already made some good filled some pretty big holes this team has.
I'm saying offensive or defensive line, man. It's going to be on the lines because we had Osmelli leave, Kalichi Osmelli leave for the deal in Oakland. So,
by the way, did you hear what he had to say about the Ravens when he left?
Yeah, I kind of chuckled. if they have anything to say, see Hall of Famer Jonathan Ogden in the Hall of Fame. See, don't get me started. But here's my point on that: Jonathan Ogden, first draft pick in Ravens history, Pro Bowl Hall of Famer, lineman. We drafted Ben Grubbs. He goes, he makes Pro Bowls, and he goes and gets a big lucrative deal in New Orleans. Okay? Marcianda, drafted. He's been a Raven for life so far, and probably will retire as a Raven for life. Another one of the stalwarts and one of very few in the proud in this Raven organization, and he even restructured his contract. I can go on and on and on. I mean, it is what it is. We had Michael Orr, lineman, Super Bowl champ, it is what it is. He actually played another Super Bowl, didn't win it with the Panthers, but he had an opportunity to. We've had linemen go on and get bigger deals. I don't know where that shot came from, I don't know. I don't know the internal workings and underlyings of what happens behind the scenes. We don't have a clue. I don't know why that came from, but I can see where it come because our lines have been suspect, but I think it was a pretty salty thing on his part, you know, given that his rookie year we drafted him, they win a Super Bowl, we've had him for the last 3 years, and it's kind of like he gets paid, and he's like, oh, they don't care about the line. Well, that's okay. Well, when you're not watching, when you're watching us play in January, you'll find out, bud.
That's very true. So, Anything else we should cover for this little quickie show here? I mean, we might be doing another show next week or in a couple days, knowing, you know, who else they're going to sign in the next couple hours.
Oh yeah, I got some news for us. Because I definitely going to cover this, because in 3 weeks, actually, I think it's 2 weeks. I have to look at the count. I think it's 3 weeks. But as you know, March Madness is upon us. Starts this week. Terps are in the tournament. Can't wait to see how they do. They play Friday night, or Friday evening, I should say, at 4:30. And if they win, they'll play at some point on Sunday. Definitely excited to see that Terps landed the fifth seed, so I wanted to get that out there. You know, covering the sports world, there is a major event that's happening here in Baltimore in a couple weeks. Actually, in 3 weeks. Ray Lewis will actually be back in town 2 days. Ray Lewis is going to be back here for 2 days. He's actually doing another round of book signings, Brian. I don't know if you've heard about this, but and I think you have, because I think you posted the event in Parkville. But he's going to be in White Marsh, Maryland on April 6th at Barnes & Noble, and then again right after, the day after, on April 7th, right around the corner in Pikesville, I think. So I'll be at the one in White Marsh. I already took off. I'm going again to get another book signed and meet him, and I'm taking a couple of friends with me, hopefully. So it's exciting, man. You figure we got the free agent signings, we got March Madness, we have me and you got Batman Superman next week, we have Ray Lewis signing, and then we have the draft, and the schedule release comes out next month. It's going to be a busy month, man.
There's a plenty of stuff going on. I know the Ray Lewis book signings are coming up. I'm going to try to hit up the one in Pikesville. I did get his book for Christmas, so I would like to meet him and have him sign a book for me. I think that'd be really fun. But when Ray Lewis comes to town, man, the fans go a little crazy, and they make him feel very welcome. I'll say that much. They come out in droves to see that dude.
Well, I'll be there. I'll be there. And then you can't forget that, and we'll be covering this later down the road, but how about April 30th, man? The weekend of the draft. The Ravens are doing their big event, and they're kind of doing everything all at once this time, which is great. They're doing their annual yard sale in the morning. They're having their flock party, which they open the stadium grounds, and everybody can go have fun. They got autograph sessions, get on the field, the Super Bowl trophies will be in attendance, so that means I'm going to be in attendance because I want to see the trophies and see what we work so hard for around here. And this is going to be great. So within the next month and a half, man, it's going to carry us into the summertime months, where we're just counting down to training camp. And the Orioles start here in a couple weeks. It's definitely going to be ramping up, man. I mean, it's going to be a busy week for Baltimore. You got O's opening day on Monday, and Ray Lewis comes Wednesday and Thursday that week. It's going to be big, but we know how we do it around here in Baltimore. Go hard or go home, right?
That's right. And Josh and I were seeing Batman v Superman next week, so I think we might come back, do a show to preview it, do a show to review it later on. We also have
we have
WrestleMania coming up in a week or two, so we'll be doing a show about that.
Forget about that.
That's right.
WrestleMania is that Sunday before. Oh my gosh, it's gonna be
April,
crazy.
April 3rd, yep. I believe it's
April 3rd and. O's opening days next, and then Ray Lewis is 2 days from then, and then we have it just pops off, man. It's just going to be and that's championship weekend, because that's the weekend of the NCAA basketball championship. So we got some pretty intense times, and as we know, the covering and encompassing the sports world, we know the Capitals are on pace to have one of their greatest seasons ever. Is that true?
That's right, and as we're talking right now, the Capitals are up against the Carolina Hurricanes, and if they win tonight, they could be clinching a playoff spot with 13 games left in the season. So that is that's pretty spectacular for the Capitals.
That is awesome, and not to mention switching over to another sport, what the Warriors are doing, man. They're pushing for the Bulls' 95-96 record, man, 72 wins. And 10 losses. They're on the verge, man. There's some special things happening around the sports world, man.
That's right. I'm a little bummed that you and I couldn't hang out, and we couldn't do a show before the big UFC Conor McGregor fight last week or two. But again, I apologize, guys. I have been battling some crazy infections. I got some medical stuff going on, but hopefully that's all been figured out, and we can get back to our rhythm of doing shows again. But this has been fun, man. So anything else? Did we miss anything?
Man, if we did, it's probably we'll have to do another show, because I mean, there's so much to do, man. There's so much to cover. We love this team. I'm excited, man. You can just hear it. I mean, I'm always excited talking Ravens with you, man. But it's just these free agent signings. They're just so awesome. Just next, and even everybody in the office were just like, "Man, he's wound up." I'm like, "They're just signings." I'm like, "You just don't understand." Like, it's just And I've heard from all the fan reactions, this has been great. No one's really like, oh, man, and being negative. It's pretty much it's like, let's go. I love this. Let's ride. So I really can't wait to see these guys in practice and in OTAs and see how they really look in pads and doing drills. But, no, it was great to hear these guys talk about, you know, the organization and made me proud, Brandon. It makes me proud to cover this team. It makes me proud to talk about them, be a part of it, be a Ravens fan and surrounded by all the great things this organization has done. And it says something about your team, man, when an all-pro receiver says, I want to come to your team because you're a quarterback. Or mm-hmm. Eric Weddle says, well, I want to spurn the Cowboys and the Steelers, those prestigious franchises, and say, hey, I'm going to take a lesser deal. I want to come here. It speaks volumes, man. It's respect. We're showing, and we're going to break it down because I feel that with the Broncos taking a step back and with losing all their players and jettisoning that, the Ravens and the Patriots, who knows with the Steelers, the Bengals could take a step back. Ravens and the Patriots are pretty much the top two teams right now in my eyes in the AFC this early in the year already going into the new season next year. So I think it's pretty interesting and very exciting. And not to mention, we have great free agent signings. We have the sixth pick in the draft, my friend.
That's right. It is going to be a crazy off season for the Ravens. Things are looking up. I'm so excited to see what the Ravens do next. This is going to be a fun year. You know, last year, everyone was predicting the Ravens would go to the Super Bowl up against Green Bay early on in the year, and we saw how things unraveled. But I really think that the Ravens know where their problems are, and they are doing their best to fix those problems. And you can really tell with these two signings already that they're serious and they want to win. So, guys, if you want to continue the conversation with Josh or I, all you got to do is tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at Brando Cash. And, Josh, where can people tweet to you at?
They can always tweet to me at ItalianGQ52.
All right, very cool. So, guys, go to BrandoCash.com. Get all the information you're ever going to need about Brando Cash Entertainment. Go to Facebook.com/BrandoCash, as well as Facebook.com/TheCallPodcast. Like us over there. Whenever a new show comes out, you will be the first to know. And we always are posting great articles and photos and videos, memories, you know, going down memory lane for the Ravens, all that good stuff. Check us out over on Facebook. Now, again, guys, we do this show for free. You guys, you listen, you stream, and you download for free on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, and Overcast.
Overcast. So
all we ask in return is for you guys to please spread the word about The Call. Let people know that you are a Ravens fan and that you listen to The Call. So let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Vine and Reddit and Snapchat and Periscope. Anywhere you are social on the web, let people know I'm a Ravens fan, I listen to The Call, and you should too. Do us a favor, write us an iTunes review, let us know what you think. Even if you don't like us and you think we're awful, you give us 1-star reviews, thanks for downloading anyway and giving us a chance. This is free, podcasting is free, it's just a way to be heard. It's a beautiful thing, guys. All you got to do is pick up a microphone and let people know what you think, and that's why podcasting is amazing. No matter if you get paid or not, podcasting is all about having your voice heard and sending it out to everybody out there, and hopefully you guys dig it, and if you don't, you don't have to listen to us. So that is pretty much it for the show this week. Josh, take us out the way you always do.
Brandon, thank you very much for always being great hosting, man. I hope you're getting well, and this is going to be a great next few weeks for us, and I can't wait, man. You got to hear my excitement taking us out. These signings are just so great, man. You know, with Mike Wallace adds to the offense, that dynamic look. Can't wait to see his speed. I know he hasn't had the productive years. Granted, he's been on some subpar offenses to his credit. So he's coming here. He wants to be a part of this organization. We have Steve Smith, Kamara Aiken, Mike Wallace on the offensive front. We have tight ends, man. We have Crockett Gilmore, Ben Watson. It's going to be great, man. And you can't forget about, of course, Max Williams, man. And on the defensive side, you know, we have, you know, Mosley, Suggs is coming back for his last year, more than likely. We have Dumerville, we have Brandon Williams, Jimmy Smith, Will Hill, Sharice Wright. So we have the pieces in place. And what's even more exciting, fellas, the sixth round or the sixth pick overall in the draft. So really can't wait to get after it. It's going to be great to see how we just develop over the offseason. I've always said to everybody, my favorite, yeah, I'm in the season and getting all going to the games and all that, but I almost love the offseason even more because of this, because you just can't wait to see who becomes available, who falls to us, and who the Ravens just end up signing, and you just see it evident. Two big signings in two consecutive days. It doesn't get any better than this. With that being said, Baltimore Ravens, let's fly high this offseason.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by Brad Lepore and Daniel Kelly from the DBK Studio. For more information, go to BrandoCash.com.
The Call is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.